Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at amazon.com/automotive. That's amazon.com/automotive.
Ron and Anian.
So you've got to be organized, and I guess that's what I really like to be, is to be organized and functional in a shop.
Give up for the first door. Don't stop till you get enough.
The Car Doctor.
Create another fault code. Oh, I don't know. Unplug the throttle position sensor or unplug the coolant temp sensor. Does it set a fault code for that? Is the computer able to be smart enough to see a problem in another area?
Welcome to the radio home of Ron and Anian, the Car Doctor. Since 1991, this is where car owners the world over turn to for their definitive opinion on automotive repair. If your mechanic's giving you a busy signal, pick up the phone and call in. The garage doors are open.
But I am here to take your calls at 855-560-9900.
And now, here's Ronnie.
EVAP problems seem to be the rule of the day this week at the shop. I guess it's the cold weather, right? The cold weather really plays havoc with vehicles and their systems, but evaporative emissions issues, you know, the dreaded P0442, 455, 456 fault code, small leak, large leak, what you as a consumer or you as a technician see, you know, the gas cap codes, as I like to call them, because they, you know, very rarely are, unless somebody hasn't put the gas cap back on. An 08 Hyundai came into the shop this week, and long-suffering customer. Matt's car was like this for the better part of a year. Super nice guy, school teacher at an inner city school dealing with eighth graders. And the poor guy, you could see he was shell-shocked, I think, from his job. He was just so worn out. And, you know, he just couldn't deal with it anymore as far as his car was concerned. He couldn't get it fixed. And he'd been to a bunch of places and several repair shops, one a national chain. You know, in terms of they offer repair and parts, and nobody could fix this car. And it's just EVAP. EVAP is, you know, front door, back door, the things I always tell you guys about, right? So I brought it in, and I had a P0455 large leak. And I did the usual traditional, you know, smoke diagnosis. I hooked up my, you know, my speed smoke from red line detection. And I can't tell you, I can't say enough. The more I use that machine, the more I like it. It just really does some really phenomenal things, and the volume of smoke it produces for such a small machine is really amazing. How well that machine makes smoke to really fill the system quickly and get to the root cause. And, you know, we smoked it and didn't find any problems. So I knew with the vent closed in the back of the vehicle, the purge closed in the front, that I had integrity, that my leak wasn't related to any of the metal lines, the gas tank, the filler neck, coming up the gas cap. I took the gas cap off with the speed smoke hooked up, and I got hit in the face with a whiff of smoke, so I knew the system had integrity. My problem is elsewhere. I think I had 20 minutes in it at that point. The hardest part was getting to the location to hook the line up for the speed smoke because, it just Hyundai puts it in a terrible spot. It's down under the intake plenum on the driver's side. But that's another story. That's an engineer for you, right? Nobody's ever going to have to work on it. It's never going to break. So I started to, it's either purge or vent. I mean, unless I'm dealing with a computer problem or something electrical, and let's eliminate simple. Let's eliminate the obvious. So I pulled the purge valve out because it was right there staring me in the face. And I figured I'd start at that end of the car. And sure enough, now you can test a purge valve on the bench. The easiest way I've found is I will hook up a vacuum gauge to the suction side of the purge valve, the side that goes towards the engine, the side that engine vacuum gets applied to all the time. And I applied vacuum there and just let it sit on the bench. And I went about my morning and I watched it. And every once in a while, I would see that vacuum gauge tick down a click. Not common, not a lot. The great thing is, I shouldn't tell you this part, but the great thing is the purge valve was new. And of course, that just really got me going because it I didn't know where it had come from. It didn't have any brand label markings on it or anything, but I could see that purge valve, like once every 20 minutes, sometimes it took a half hour, you would just see it tick down and stop and tick down and stop. And it just lost, it just started to lose vacuum. So I called up my local Hyundai dealer, and sure enough, they had a purge valve in stock, and I decided to get in the Ranger and drive up and get it because I wanted to get Matt back to, at the end of his day. Poor guy, I wanted to get him home before 4 o'clock. And I'm not sure if the point of this story is that I fixed an EVAP, because I did fix it. The purge valve was bad. Or, it's interesting when you get to go on a field trip, as I like to think of it, and you walk into another shop and you look at, you look at how the other half lives. I don't understand how repair shops can be dirty. I don't know. I'm weird like that. I think a repair shop should be clean and neat and organized. And, when I walked into this one dealership, my feet stuck to the floor. It was so dirty and greasy. And, I can see what's wrong with this industry. And I'm not picking on anybody. I'm just telling you what I see. I'm just telling you the obvious, just reporting the facts. When I see mechanics' toolboxes, haphazardly tools hanging out of them. Nothing's organized. Things are on the floor. It's an obstacle course to get through, to get to the parts counter. That's a problem. A cluttered shop is a reflection of a cluttered mind. Sorry, but it is. And, organization is the key. To be effective, you've got to be organized. And to be organized, you've got to have, some idea of what you're trying to achieve, because you're not there to just fix cars. You're there to ensure that people are safe and things are done properly. And I'm not going to get on my soapbox about this, although I guess I am. Suffice it to say, it was just interesting to go out there and watch this. But in any event, came back and put a purge valve in this Hyundai, and it's fixed. And every day, all week long, all we got was a text from Matt saying, "My car's fixed. The check engine light's out. The car passed inspection. How did you do that?" I don't know. I applied basic diagnostic principles. The things I've learned in class, the thing that I continue to learn. When I tell you guys I look for the obvious. I look for the good. I don't always look for what's bad. Look for good. I'll tell you what's bad. And it paid off in this case. And, it's system principles. A lot of guys have said to me, "Yeah, I don't smoke EVAP. We'll just start changing parts because it's not cost effective to smoke something." Yeah. It's an awful lot of parts to change. The vent valve on this Hyundai looked like you might have to lower part of the gas tank down. I wonder how effective throwing parts at something is going to be in that case. So just something to say, but in any event, just a quick tale of, you can take some woe and turn it into something good. And, except, coming in the back door of the dealership and seeing the dealership like, eesh. So come on, guys, clean it up. You can do better than that. Let's open the garage doors real quick, and then we'll go to break. Let's go to Scott in Wisconsin, 16 Subaru, and see what's going on here. Scott, tell me your troubles, my son.
Well, since the weather's been getting colder, my car has been having issues with a vibration in the back.
Okay.
And what happens is in the morning, when I get up and start it, it starts just fine. And as soon as I put it into gear, there's a rattle in the back end of the car, and it sounds like a large metal garbage can being rattled.
Okay.
And after the car warms up, it goes away.
All right. What sort of repairs have been done to try and fix this?
Okay. I took it to the dealer when it was still under warranty, and they said it was the baffle in the muffler, which was replaced.
Okay. So they
never fixed it.
They put a new muffler on it. You know, there was a bulletin that came out about that, 09-66-16, that talked about they changed the way they made those rear mufflers. Does your car have one muffler or two in the back?
It has one.
Okay. So, you know, did they use an updated muffler, as silly as that sounds?
Uh-huh. I couldn't tell you.
Right. You know?
I'd have to pull through my records.
Yeah, I would do that. I would get your hands on Subaru Bulletin 09-66-16. What happened was the back shell of the muffler wasn't assembled properly, and there was a part supersession where they stopped making this one and they went to that one, and they put more rigidity in the muffler. Because that sounds like that's what you've got from your description. You're sure it's from the rear of the vehicle?
It's from the rear.
Okay. And it happens
from the rear.
It happens while you're sitting there without even moving the vehicle.
No. As soon as I put it in gear, I could rev the car.
Right, but the vehicle's sitting there.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, the other thing that comes to mind is it's an older Subaru. It's a 16. It's 8 years old now, regardless of mileage. Mm-hmm. Do we have an engine mount? Do we have hard engine mounts in the car?
I couldn't tell you.
You know, well, these are the things. You know, if is it different in reverse than it is in drive?
It's the same.
Okay. If you power brake it, if you slightly accelerate in drive when it's making this noise, does the noise tend to go away?
It makes a noise really loud when I'm hitting about 20 or 30 miles an hour. It's like you hit a certain frequency.
Okay. But can you power brake it and duplicate the noise?
No.
All right. Now, you said it happens as soon as you put it into gear.
Yeah.
Or did I misunderstand you?
No, you didn't.
Okay.
I could sit in the car when it's cold and, you know, give it some RPMs, and it's fine. But as soon as I drive forward or backwards, it makes the noise. And then if it heats up, it goes away.
So it's only there while it's moving?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So you put it in gear when it's cold. It doesn't make the noise until you start moving.
That's correct.
Has anybody tried to do this on the lift?
No. Not to my knowledge.
Okay. That's my next step. You know, do I have an engine mount? Do I have an exhaust mount or support insulator that is hard, that is stretched, that's causing a resonance just like you're describing?
It's possible.
Right.
I don't have a lift.
Right.
I'm a pretty handy guy. I've gone under the, well, with my ramp to allow. And the other thing is, it's got to be moving.
Right. Well, is it moving or under load? That's why I say if you do it up in the air, can you replicate the condition? That's if we were at the shop, Scott, that would be the next step. That's where I would take this. All right.
Okay.
And that's where I'm at. I mean, I just want to go back and just, you know, I would cite that bulletin. I would ask them, hey, is this what you were trying to fix? All right. As long as you're sure it's from the rear of the vehicle.
It's from the rear. I took it to an independent mechanic, guys that are, they could
pretty sharp.
Find a problem.
Right.
They're pretty sharp. They're not part changers.
Right.
So, and they couldn't figure it out.
Okay.
That was beyond them.
Why don't you go back and talk to them since you've got more faith in them, it sounds like. Ask them, hey, can we drive this on the lift just to see if it... And if you know what? If the problem doesn't happen when the car is on the lift, that tells me it's somehow the load of the suspension is pulling on the exhaust, and then I can think about body mounts.
Okay.
All right? Do that. All call me back.
Sure. Can you give me the name of that boat again? The muffler recall, or which one
of them? Oh, the bulletin number
09-66-16.
66-16. 09-66-16. All right.
I have it. Yeah.
Okay.
Very good. I appreciate your time.
You're very welcome, Scott. Good luck. Let me know.
And I'll let you know what I come up with.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Be well. I'm Ron Ananey in the Car Doctor here at 855-560-9900. Give me a call. We'll talk about it.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER. It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at amazon.com/automotive. That's amazon.com/automotive.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
What's more fun than listening to Ron Ananey and the Car Doctor and getting that car fixed right? 855-560-9900. Give Ron a call. Now, back to Ron.
Hey, let's get over and talk to Maria in Maryland. Maria, welcome to the Car Doctor. How can I help?
Oh, hi, Ron. Nice to talk to you. Yes, I have a 2002 Chevy Impala.
Okay.
It has 120,000 miles on it.
Just broken in.
And I have this starting issue that I keep talking to my mechanic about, and they can't seem to figure out what it is. So I'll tell you what I've done. Like here's what happens when I start the car in the morning or first start of the day. It starts great. Starts right up. And then I'll go and run some errands. I'll stop and get gas. I'll go to the bank. I'll go to restart it in some or grocery store. And I'll go to start, and it'll take 2-3 times to start sometimes. And well, now it does all the time. Over the past year and a half, it's gotten worse. And then sometimes it has even smoked, backfired, and smoked. But I do get regular service. I take it in for oil changes and checkups. And, you know, and here's what they've done to date. And I keep saying to them, so is this going to fix the starting issue? And they say, oh, yeah. And so anyway, so they replaced the mass airflow sensor.
Right.
In January 2022. And they also did the top engine air inductor service, whatever that is. And then that didn't fix it. And then in 12 in December of 22, they fixed the they worked on the fuel vapor canister purge valve,
right,
and vacuum harness.
Yeah,
I don't know what that means. And then in June of 23, that's this year. They told me that the airflow sensor that they put in January 2022 was defective, and they replaced it. And so, like, I'm thinking, oh, okay, great. That must be the problem why it was the starting issue. And so it didn't fix it. So then, and then the check engine light came on, and I went in, and the mechanic said he reset the catalyst efficiency code, that's involved in fuel sufficiency. And then he told me to use the emission systems cleaner and refill the gas tank, and then the check engine should go off. But that still hasn't dealt with the starting issue.
Right.
And they said that they also have said that when they've tried to start it, it just starts fine for them.
Okay.
Which I can't believe.
Well, so
are you with me?
Yeah. Here's my questions. All right. My question is, if they can't duplicate the problem, why are they changing any parts? First question.
I guess they do the checkup with the diagnostics, and then they replace the parts.
Yeah, but diagnostics. Let me tell you something, kiddo. Diagnostics don't. If the car starts and there's no fault codes and there's no conditions or symptoms, at that point they're guessing. From my seat here.
Oh, actually, I think that like the mass airflow sensor was a problem or something. It was making a noise, and I had to have it towed.
I mean, there's
so that was.
So listen to me.
Oh, shoot, I forgot about that.
Listen to me. There's three reasons why an engine doesn't start: something mechanical, something related to fuel, and something related to spark or ignition. When we come back, we're going to talk about it. Let me pull over, take this pause. Don't go anywhere, Marie. I'm Ron Ananey, and the Car Doctor here at 855-560-9900. I'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at amazon.com/automotive. That's amazon.com/automotive.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back. Ron Ananey, the Car Doctor. Marie is still there.
Yes, I'm here.
You ever go to your doctor and you complain about an intermittent problem, you don't feel good, and you know, and it's just,
yes.
It's just, and they don't really focus on any one thing, right? They look at everything, right? They turn you upside down. They look at you stem from stern. They kind of go through every test they've got, right? Well, you know, cars are no different. Now, I'm not saying they didn't do any testing, but I'm not hearing anything about, hey, we checked fuel pressure, we did this, we did that, we tried to replicate the problem, except once they said they couldn't duplicate it. When a mechanic gets into a condition where he can't duplicate the problem, his first obligation is to sit down and talk to you. Why can't he replicate the problem? Is he doing something different? Can you replicate the problem? And I've said this to many a customer over the years. Hey, can you go out and make this happen when you get it to reproduce consistently? Come to the shop, you know, reproduce it for me, you know, track it down that way. But to start throwing parts at it, because now I'm making the problem worse. Now I'm adding unknown parts, parts that, you know, even though they're new, I don't know to what level of quality, and I'm making things more complicated. In your conversation to me, you said one thing that caught my ear, the backfire. All right?
Yeah.
You said it backfired. A backfire, yeah. if we're going to believe, all right, because this is an intermittent problem according to your mechanic, if we're going to believe that this is an intermittent fault, the backfire is the key. The backfire,
yes.
a backfire occurs because spark occurs at the wrong moment. All right, it's kind of like a burp. Do you ever burp?
Yes.
Okay. You ever burp with your mouth closed? It's sort of self-contained, right? But if you burp with your mouth open, everybody gets to hear it. The burp with your mouth open is the backfire. The burp with your mouth closed is it's self-contained, right?
Uh-huh.
It's different. A backfire occurs because fuel in the engine is being fired by spark at the wrong moment. So where did spark get out of sync? Okay. Look at a bicycle, right?
Uh-huh.
The bicycle sprocket goes around and your feet have to maintain constant pedal pressure. And if your feet aren't long enough or if you miss the pedal, you're out of sync. Your feet don't match the rotation of the bicycle sprocket. If the engine turns over and spark doesn't occur at the right moment, it backfires. It creates spark at the wrong time in the engine cycle. I would be paying attention to, on this particular engine, there's something called a crankshaft position sensor, all right? And they're known to cause erratic issues. I would, at the very least, put this vehicle in park, let it run, and rock it gently back and forth. Can I cause this engine to run rough? Because what they're known to do is the engine mounts soften up or fail over time. This is an older car now. It's 22 years old. And the wiring for the crank position sensor will start to rub on the exhaust and short through and create a backfire or a random no start. Where it's crank, 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 crank. So that's where I think we've got to go. You got a pencil and paper?
I'm writing this down. Yeah.
Okay. You know, I would have him.
Crankshaft position sensor.
Right. I would start to, and I'm not
and
saying
the wire is rubbing on the exhaust.
I'm not saying to change it, but I'm saying to pay very close attention to it. At the very least, if he's got the ability, I would have a lab scope on it and watch it. You know, I would take a very close look at the crank sensor, and I would also put the cam sensor up. There's a cam sensor. There's a crank sensor. I won't get into the details.
Camshaft
position sensor. All right. There should be a camshaft position sensor on this engine too. Is something out of sync? Now it could have a bad sensor or a failing sensor. What's kind of got me curious is how the vehicle's run for the past 2 years with bad parts in it. So what are we missing? But a bad wiring harness. Usually when a sensor starts to fail, it won't last 2 years. It'll fail prior to that. But a wiring harness that's rubbing through on something that vibrates, that, you know, road sensation will create a condition by which it no longer rubs or touches and then starts and then it doesn't touch and then it does start. a wiring harness makes more sense in this situation. So, but I would be focusing on that. And all the while...
Wiring harness?
Well, the wiring harness for the crank position sensor, yes.
Okay.
All right. And all the while, while I'm doing this, I'd have a fuel pressure gauge.
Yeah.
I'd have a fuel pressure gauge on this car.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, this
Yeah. I think it's a fuel thing myself.
Well,
but.
It could be. Hey, listen. And there's no rule that says you don't have two problems. It's 22 years old.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
You know, it's 22
yes.
years old. There's no rule that says you don't have two
yes.
problems. But if you ever notice, you know, you'll be in the hospital for knee surgery. And if
yeah, I had that.
If you're old enough, they put a heart monitor on you, right? So you're walking around doing your PT, but they got a heart monitor on you. You know why they do that? They want to make sure there's nothing else wrong. So it doesn't take much to put a fuel pressure gauge on this car. And I can't tell you how many times in 52 years of fixing cars, I'm looking at problem one, and all of a sudden I find the marginal problem two of the fuel pump that's starting to fail, but not related to the current condition. So, you know, I don't know why mechanics and fuel pumps don't get along. It's like doing CrossFit at the gym. Nobody wants to do burpees. It sends us into panic, but that's a whole nother conversation for another day. All right, sweetheart. So get him to look at those things. And listen, if he wants to listen to this, you know, section, the radio show, once it airs, will become a podcast. And he can just go out and Google search Ron and Anian podcast. If he doesn't want to punch me in the nose for picking on him, which I'm not trying to. I'm just trying to evoke.
My mother went to this place for, and she's passed now. It's her car.
Right.
So I've just stayed going with them.
Yeah, yeah.
You said it was it's either the fuel, the spark, or what was the third
thing?
There's three
reasons why an engine doesn't start. Fuel, spark, fuel, spark, or something mechanical. I've only seen two conditions where a mechanical fault in an engine will be an intermittent and keep it from running. All right. Not common. So it's either fuel or spark. The only other thing that we haven't talked about is this vehicle has a security system. This should have pass lock. Either the key has a chip in it or there's a pass lock sensor in the ignition switch itself in the tumbler. And this could be a pass lock fault, but I would hope, and maybe I'm assuming, which is a dangerous word, I would hope that he would have at least scanned it, and if he had a B2960 pass lock sensor fault or something like that, he would have attacked that, because a bad pass lock sensor will cause a no start condition on one of these. It shuts off the fuel injectors, and it will give the same condition as a bad fuel pump, but... You know, I don't know how he's running.
I didn't tell you this, but the one guy said the last time I went there, they said it could be like the ignition lock cylinder.
Ignition switch. Maybe that's what they're talking about.
It would be a dealer problem.
Well, no. A good repair shop should be able to solve that. Ask him if he thinks.
I should find another place.
Yeah, you know what?
I just keep going back to them because my mother was there, and they've done pretty good so far.
Yeah,
but
maybe they just need, as my mother would say, maybe they just need a nudge. You know, go back and ask him. Do they think this could be? Ask him this: do they think this could be the pass lock sensor, which is part of the anti-theft system?
Pass lock sensor.
Yep.
Faulty.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, hon.
I've got it all written down, and I can listen again at 4 o'clock too.
Perfect.
It reruns on my station at 4 to 6.
Oh, look at that! The Car Doctor is really popular. So, well, we're glad to be there.
Well, I think the live show is 98.5, but I don't get that on my radio here. But I get it on the internet,
right.
And I get it in my car. So I don't know, but I can listen again at 4.
Wonderful.
All right.
If you need me, you know where to find me.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
It's great talking to you.
You too. Bye bye. Bye-bye. I'm Ron and Annie and the Car Doctor. I'll be back right after this.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER. It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at Amazon.com/automotive. That's Amazon.com/automotive.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Welcome back, Ronnie and the Car Doctor. Let's go over to, is that Orin in Louisiana?
Yes, sir, it is.
Yes, sir. How can I help you?
Hey, Ron. So a couple questions, or a couple, kind of a little bit of background that kind of helps you in your diagnosis. I changed the intake manifold in my vehicle as well as the vacuum lines that go to the left and right check valves, goes to the vacuum pump, and also the air injection changeover valve, right?
Okay.
Put a ball back in. Car is cranking, but not starting. So I checked. There's no fuel pressure at the Schrader valve on the fuel rail. And I guess my next question is, where do I go next? Do I go to the fuel pump, or do I go to the fuel pump descender unit, or the sending unit? I know that I haven't checked the voltage yet at either yet, but I can hear the fuel pump running when the vehicle is turned on.
So this was a running vehicle?
Correct, yes, sir.
And you disconnected the intake manifold, or you took the intake manifold off, and this is an ever since?
Okay, hold on. The intake manifold, it wasn't related with the initial issue. One day the vehicle just would not start. We had cold weather, vehicle just didn't start. So okay. Anyway, I got it towed to the house, and while I was already working on it, I was like, I got to change this manifold anyway and these vacuum lines anyway, so I might as well just do that. So, yeah.
Okay.
Whether that was related or not.
Okay, gotcha. So this was, it wouldn't start towed to the house. The intake had another issue. I'm just curious, how does the intake come into this? Because it's...
Yeah, completely separate issue.
Okay.
The reason I bring it up is kind of, try to pick your brain, obviously, but could a MAF or a MAP cause a no start condition?
Sure.
They could? Okay.
A bad coolant temp sensor could cause a no start condition. But let's digress here a second. And I'm going to ask you a weird question. You ready?
I go for it.
Does the steering wheel lock when the key is not in the lock cylinder?
No.
The steering wheel does not lock.
Well, hold on. Yes, it does. That little solenoid, little motor that locks the steering column.
Right.
When I put the key in, the steering column unlocks and locks as it should.
Okay. All right. And if you put the key in and you put the key in and it turns in the ignition switch. Warning lights come up on the dash, right?
After the engine cranks, it goes through a crank cycle of, I think, I want to say 7 or 8 seconds. Then it shuts down. Then warning lights come on.
All right. Do you own a scan tool?
I do, yes, sir.
All right. And have you pulled codes?
Yes, I have.
Have you gotten any?
Oh, I've got several.
What have you got?
Okay, so P00-16-17 camshaft position sensors, I've changed those. P0-300 through 306, you know, misfires on all cylinders. P0-174, 171.
Lean conditions. Those are. Yeah, they're lean conditions, both banks.
Lean conditions, yeah, right. Both banks, okay. Let's see, P0-648.
Now, do you know if these codes, were these codes there before the intake or after the intake?
Before the intake.
Okay. So let's do this. Let's clear all the codes. Write everything down. Clear all the codes. What comes back?
Okay. Well, I've got those two if you want.
Okay. And then my next question is, does this engine sound normal when it cranks?
Yes, it does.
Okay. I would be focusing on, to me, in my mind, I'd be focusing on, you know, if I've got fuel, you don't have fuel, right? It's
correct, yeah, there's no pressure, yeah.
So is it no pressure because it's not getting signal out of the cam sensor? Do I have an internal engine failure? Do I have an internal engine fault? Right?
Okay.
And I'm starting to think about that. To me, out of all those codes you've got, the cam sensors are critical. And I would be focusing on those. Just for giggles, I would unplug the two cam sensors, see if the car starts.
Huh, okay.
Sometimes they go into a default. Some of the manufacturers will put the car into a default and run it that way. Do that. Call me back next week. And then let's talk further because we're going to run out of time. All right?
All right, let's do that.
I look forward to the call, Oren. You're very welcome. I'm Ron Ananian and the Car Doctor. Hey, coming up next in the shop, brought to you by AutoZone, AutoZone Pro. I'll be back right after this.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at amazon.com/automotive. That's amazon.com/automotive.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Welcome back. Ron Nane, the Car Doctor, AutoZone Pro, has brought you the following in the shop. You know, there's nothing harder than running a repair shop on a day-to-day basis. There isn't. And sometimes even the simplest jobs just get complicated. We had a 2013 Volkswagen come in the shop this week for four tires and a wheel alignment. How hard could it be? And of course, the obligatory, you're putting four tires on the car, you've got to wiggle the front end and check. And sure enough, the passenger side lower control arm had a bad rear bushing. It was wiped out. We had to put a lower control arm on it. Now the problem arises, and I think this is a Volkswagen thing. I've seen this before. Is it stamped steel? Is it forged aluminum? What's the production date? Where did it come from? You know, there's about four different choices because it's just they've got to overcomplicate it, I guess, for whatever reason. And it's just that's just a VW thing, like I said. And sure enough, jumped online. Now, AutoZone Pro Online has the electronic catalog, and it let us look at pictures, and we got to identify just which control arm it was that we needed. And we were able to order it from AutoZone. By the time we got the tires done, the control arm showed up. The old one was already out. The car still left on time, all thanks to the folks over at AutoZone. We say thank you again. Find more at AutoZonePro.com. I'm Ron Ananey and the Car Doctor reminding each and every one of you, till the next time, good mechanics aren't expensive. They're priceless. See ya.
It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at Amazon.com/automotive. That's Amazon.com/automotive.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.